Psalm 33, When Forgiven People Learn to Sing Creation. Psalm 33 has no title in Hebrew manuscripts, and it begins where Psalm 32 ended, Rejoice in the Lord. Psalm 32, 11, Psalm 33, 1, English Standard Version. That matters. The Bible often treats praise not as a mood, but as the next obedience after confession. Yesterday we watched silence dry the bones. Today we hear what forgiven lungs are for. 1. Skilled praise is not performance, it is truth made audible. Play skillfully, with loud shouts. Psalm 33, 3, New International Version. Israel's worship was never casual background music. The harp, kinnor, and lyre, Neville, were tools for shaping a people's imagination. Like catechism, you can't forget because it has a melody. Some Western believers treat artistry as optional, but Psalm 33 assumes excellence belongs to God because truth deserves form. Augustine said the new song is the song of a new life. Not new, as in trendy, but new, as in recreated. When Christ remakes the heart, the voice must learn a different accent. Cross-references, Psalm 43, Ephesians 5:18-20, Revelation 5:9. 2. God's word is not information, it is architecture. For the word of the Lord is right, Psalm 33:4. The Hebrew has a tight parallel. Praise befits the upright. Found at 1, because the Lord's word itself is upright. Yashar v4. The straightness of God's speech is meant to straighten us. Then the psalm reaches to the foundations. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. 5:6. In a world where surrounding nations told stories of God's wrestling the sea into order, Israel says something stranger. God creates without violence, by speaking. Even the line, he gathered the waters as a heap, Yevamot 7, echoes the Exodus wording, see Exodus 15:8. Creation and redemption share the same signature. The sea obeys his voice. Cross-references, Genesis 1:1-3, John 1:1-3, Hebrews 11:3, Exodus 15:8. 3. The psalm dismantles the ancient gospel of military strength. No king is saved by the size of his army. A horse is a vain hope. Vuvinon 16:17. To ancient ears, the horse was not quaint. It was the latest war technology. Archaeology from Assyrian reliefs to the massive horse complexes traditionally associated with Megiddo, even if debated in dating, shows how nations staked their future on breeding, chariots, and speed. Psalm 33 dares to call that faith empty. Not because armies don't matter, but because they are never ultimate. God is not impressed by what terrifies everyone else. Cross-references, Psalm 27, Psalm 147, 10, 11, Zechariah 4:6. 4. Providence is personal. The potter of hearts is watching. He who forms the hearts of all. Vian 15. Forms is yatsar, the verb for a potter shaping clay. God does not only govern nations. Vian 10. He shapes interiors. The one who spoke galaxies also works quietly at the wheel of your motives. So we wait, not as passive people, but as people refusing counterfeit saviors. We wait in hope for the Lord. V 20. Waiting is where trust becomes visible. Suggested him, sing praise to God who reigns above. Prayer. Lord, straighten what is crooked in me by the straightness of your word. Teach me a new song, not merely on my lips, but in my choices. Free me from trusting the world's horses, and make me glad to wait for you, the maker of the sea and the potter of my heart. Let your steadfast love rest on us as we put our hope in you. Amen.